It was Schacht who provided an ongoing link between Hitler and Germany's industrialists. The BIS was administered by a multinational staff, which historian Quigley called the apex of the system of bankers, to secretly exchange information and plan for the coming war. One of the corporate giants created in post-World War I Germany, with assistance from American capital, was Internationale Gesellschaft Farbenindustrie, AG, better known in its shorthand version as IG Farben. Created in 1926 by combining six existing chemical companies, it was the brainchild of Hermann Schmitz, who became the firm's president. Under his guidance, IG Farben became the largest chemical manufacturing enterprise in the world. It was so powerful during the Nazi regime that the firm became known as a state within a state. Farben had subsidiaries, offices, and representatives in 93 countries, including the United States. Paul Manning, a CBS News correspondent in Europe during World War II, explained Schmitz's connections by pointing out that the Farben chief once held as much stock in Standard Oil of New Jersey as did the Rockefellers. By the time war began in 1939, IG Farben had doubled in size, gaining participation and managerial control over 380 other German companies, as well as more than 500 foreign firms. This growth was made possible by bond sales in America, including one for $30 million offered by National City Bank, a forerunner of today's Citibank. It was IG Farben's patented Zyklon B, a prussic acid poison gas, that was used to kill victims in the shower baths of Auschwitz, Maidenbeck, and Treblinka. Previously, the firm had received a contract to produce carbon monoxide, used to gas the sick and mentally deficient under Germany's euthanasia program. One example of the close business ties between the United States and Nazi Germany was Walter C. Teagle, chairman of Standard Oil of New Jersey, which was owned by Rockefeller's Chase Bank. Teagle also was a director of American IG Chemical Corporation, one of the subsidiaries of IG Farben, which changed its name to General Aniline and Film, GAF, in an effort to distance itself from its German owners. Teagle, through Rockefeller banking and oil interests, made his superiors a handsome profit just prior to the war.